Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and we're going to talk about goal setting because this is the time of the year where we give ourselves permission to set goals. Though I think any time of the year you can set a goal and be passionate about it. And here are some tips, some suggestions, some ideas to help you actually hit the goal. I'm most interested in that. Of course, I'm interested in how you get to the goal, but I'm really interested in helping you hit your goal. My whole mission as an intuitive coach is to help you get what you want. So I pray this show supports you in doing that. Okay, so let's talk about how you hit the goal. Well, here's some basics to help you establish the foundation to achieve the goal. First and foremost, you got to decide that achieving your goals is your natural state. Whatever goal you set, that is your natural state. And be willing. You might even want to turn this into an affirmation. I am willing to believe that hitting my goals is easy. I'm willing to believe that hitting my goals is easy. And you got to set the right goal. Let's start here. You got to set the right goal. And I played with this as I was putting these notes together. Set the right goal means you choose a goal that excites you, that truly, truly, truly excites you. And you can root in with that excitement. Sometimes I think of the energy of excitement as being a little surfacey. And so underneath the excitement needs to be enthusiasm, meaning I'm setting a goal that no matter what, I'm going to continue to show up until I achieve it because I'm so pumped and jazzed about achieving this goal. And that's different for a lot of different people, and I'll break it down. I think there's two approaches here. You can set, and I've talked about this before on the program, you can set a big goal that really excites you and motivates you, or you can set an incremental goal. I think I call it goals closer to the chest. I mean, I think all goals are close to the chest, you know, if they're heart-centered. But explore it. Before you just flippantly say, I want to lose 50 pounds, really ask yourself why, like what is going to shift in your life as a result of hitting this goal? Why will hitting that goal make you feel good? What's the importance of that goal? Are you committed to that goal? And also look for hidden motivation that drives the goal. So let's go back to the weight one. If it's being driven by an insecurity, then it's going to be harder to stick with the goal, right? But if it's driven by, I want to be healthy, I want to be whole, I want to be complete, I want to feel like myself, I want to feel energetic, I want to feel alive, then that's a beautiful goal, right? So play with it and see if it's, if underneath the goal that you're setting is a deep insecurity that you are not enough, right? And then choose a goal that makes you feel the way you truly want to feel. Danielle Laporte broke that one down years ago in the desire map. Choose a goal that really sets the stage for the life that you want. And maybe this is going to take you some time to daydream it. I'll tell you my approach. This is probably the best way to explain it. I was journaling on goal setting about a week ago. And I was like, okay, what's the goal? And my goals, I always have a running list of goals, but my big goal for 2021. And so I was looking at my income goal, what I wanted to set for my income goal. And so I start writing numbers, and I wasn't getting too pumped about it. I was like, that would be great, and that would be nice, and I wasn't getting pumped. And so then I knew, like, I was really like, okay, I'm just going to set that goal. That works, right? I was just going to kind of, surprisingly, because it felt genuine in the moment, I was just going to kind of lay it up and say, that's the goal. Okay, cool. If it's over that, then awesome. But that's the goal. And so then I went back in because obviously it didn't feel right because it was still in my heart. And so I went back in and I selected a higher goal. And I was like, all right, that's good. That feels good. That feels right. Okay, that's awesome. I'd be really happy with that. You know, I have a business philosophy that all wins are worthy of being celebrated, small or big. And so I was like, all right, that's cool. I'm gonna roll with that goal. And then, again, as I was looking around for signs around that goal, I wasn't seeing a lot of signs in my life that supported that goal, and I wasn't super pumped up about it. And then I went back in and asked myself, and when I say go back in, this is your contemplation time. This is your quiet time. This is your time in your journal. This is a time in your mind. I do think it is advantageous, even if you're not a journaler, to write these things down. And you don't have to have a systematic way of doing it. Just write it down. If it's a post-it, write it on a post-it. You can throw it away when you're done. But just getting some things out. And so as I went back in into contemplation time and I was journaling on it, it just became evidently clear what the goal was. It was staring me in the face. And so I completely shifted the goal, got completely excited about it. And here's what happened. This is how you'll know you'll hit the right goal. And this is a point here in achieving your goal. Everything got really simple from that place. I realized, like, oh, if I set that goal, I know how that looks. I know what this is. Everything got very simple. Whereas the previous goals had a lot of little legs. Okay, I got to do this and do that there and do this here and do that. And then suddenly when I set the right goal, I saw it very clearly and simply, and the plan was in front of me. I knew, because all the answers are within us. I knew, hey, that's the right goal, and I know how to achieve that goal, and I know what that looks like broken down. Got it? And it doesn't mean that I go in and ask my intuition questions about that goal and how to achieve that goal, of course, and I'm going to guide you through how to do that here on this program. But the goal should lead you to a simpler approach. It should feel light. It should feel clear. It should feel, there's a card in my deck, Simplify Your Life. It's essentially a decluttering card, but that's what it is. It's like all the clutter falls away with the goal, right? I got to do this, I got to do that, okay, this and this and that. Because I think that's when we're operating in our lower mind, right? And when I say lower mind, it's the mind where you're presently at. Your goal will lift you up, right? It will, when you pick the right goal, it will lift you into a new space. It does not mean higher goal. As you've noticed, I haven't told you what the goals are that I've set for myself. There is reasoning behind it because I think everybody has their own click from within that tells them that the goal is right. I have some clients that set goals that are smaller. I have some goals that it's clients that set really big goals, right? I think they all work, and you have to do what feels right to you. And when I say big or smaller, it's our humanly perception of size. But really, it's not about the size of the goal. It's what goal feels right to you. And you have to play with it and spend your time contemplating the goal, because it's very easy to smack something up on a vision board. It's very easy to write something down and say, oh, I just want to lose 50 pounds. If I could lose 50 pounds, then my life would be better. That could be very, very well true. Does that excite you? Is the excitement rooted in enthusiasm? Meaning, like, no matter what, I'm going to stick with this because it's so fun and exciting, and I believe in it, and I'm worthy of achieving it, right? And if it's not there yet, just keep playing with it. You'll get there, and you'll get there fast. It took me, like I said, about a week to get to, like, oh, that's the goal. That's the goal. And in saying that, what clicked with that goal, and as I was preparing the notes, was to pick a goal that would solve all your problems. Now, I'm putting solve all your problems in quotes, right? But the energy behind it is that you see it as this solution that brings you so much relief, right? Because things are going to come up, right? So it's not like all of a sudden this one thing is going to solve every problem in the world for you. But in achieving it, if you can look at it just, this is where we're going to go back to the surface, would that solve a lot of your problems? Yeah. So maybe it is a health challenge and you recognize that, hey, if I could figure out a way to manage this health condition of mine where I felt good more, would that solve a lot of my problems? Yes. Okay, then that's probably closer to the right goal. And it doesn't mean that, oh, that's the case, right? Like, that's why I'm putting it in quotes. It just means that there's a general sense of, wow, if that came into existence, if that manifested in my experience, so many of these things that I worry about will no longer be an issue. What comes up as I share this with you is there is a line from, I was obsessed with about over a year ago. Amanda Francis has a moving meditation, Step Into Your Greatness. And one of the lines that she says, it's from a prayer essentially, and she put it to music, was, all the things I previously worried about are now just ants on the ground. And I might be paraphrasing that. But look at it and pick the goal where if you achieve that goal, that all the things that you're worried about would suddenly become ants on the ground. If that is the case, then you're closer to the right goal. And you'll know. It'll be a click within you. And you're like, yes, there will be a lightness that will rush through you. There will be a playfulness, a lightness is the best way I can describe it. It's like, ah, it's the decluttering. It's the simplified version of you. And, you know, I often talk about pure, clean desire. When you get back to the purest, cleanest desire, you are so close to manifestation. The problem is that often we are chasing desires with all of our limitations on it, right? We're saying it needs to be this way and this has to go this way. And if this doesn't go this way, then this doesn't mean it's going to work, right? And so once we clear all that out and we just are left with the purest, cleanest desire, it manifests pretty rapidly from there. Truly, truly, truly rapidly. So write it down. Once you get to the goal, write it down. Read it over often. Be clear about it and stick with it. Right? And so that's why I want you to take a little time. And if you're looking at the year and you're saying, I'm listening to this podcast in January 4th and I haven't set any goals, right? Like, know that that's lack, right? There's a lack of time. You have plenty of time. You have plenty of time to get really clear about what the goal is so that you can naturally tap into all the things that you need to do to achieve that goal. So that's the next point is, after you set the right goal for you that's rooted in your excitement, rooted in your enthusiasm, then you need to look at what resources you're going to need. And if you've selected the right goal, intuitively you're going to be already tuned into the resources you need, whether you want to acknowledge them or not. And so what that would take is just stepping back for a moment. You might need to do some meditation for a couple of days and then really tune in and ask yourself, what resources do I need to accomplish this goal? You probably already know. That's what's so beautiful is when you tap into the purest, cleanest desire or the purest, cleanest goal for your life is you're going to know. Yeah, I was going through it and you know, I use an oracle as I was getting clear about it. And the oracle I was using is a yes or no oracle, which are really great. I don't often use them in readings. Recently, I did one reading with using the yes or no. But generally, I use my yes or no oracle for my own personal use. If you want one, try Amazon. It's like a round coin-looking thing. It says yes or no. In all of my travels over the last couple of years, it was in my purse. Like, wherever I went, this yes or no oracle went. It's just such a wonderful tool to have. And it's not that the yes or no is finite, right? It's more, the yes or no gives you a place to feel into, right? And so when Matt and I split, he was like, I got to get a yes or no oracle. I missed that oracle. And so he wound up creating his own version of it with some type of coin. It wasn't an actual coin. It was a commemorative coin for a rapper that he follows. But he uses it like an oracle. So, and I share that with you so that you have some frame of reference for how much freedom you have in choosing your yes or no oracle. But I think any yes or no oracle. So as you're going through and you're asking yourself what resources you need, make a list. You know, trust the first thing that comes to mind. Write it down. And then use your yes or no oracle to determine if that is, in fact, a resource. The reason why we use the yes or no oracle is it helps you get clear about what surfacey shit you think you need to do, right? Like what you, society, people have told you to do versus what you intuitively know to be right for you. That's the way you use the oracle. So say you're set the goal, let's go back to weight loss, and you're like, the resources I need is a personal trainer. Like you make a list of all the resources, and the first thing is like, I need a personal trainer. And so you flip on it, and it comes up no, right? And so then that gives you a moment to say, okay, is this a restriction I'm putting on this process that the only way I can reach this goal is with a personal trainer? Or is this what I intuitively know to be true, right? Now, if it's yes and you pay attention to how you feel, right? So I need a personal trainer and you flip on the yes. You get a yes on it and you're like, oh, yeah, I knew it. Then you're probably right on track, right? You're like, yes, if it's like, I knew it, right? But if you're feeling like, oh, shit, personal trainer, how can I afford that? It's probably not for your highest and greatest good. So do you see how you use the oracle? It can be very much predictive, but the prediction comes from a clarity from within you. And just play with it and see how it makes you feel. If you feel good, it's probably the right way to go. If you feel bad, it's something for you to explore because it might be the right way to go, but you've got a lot of junkiness around it. This is stuff I help people do in session. And that's why I strongly recommend for setting a goal and achieving the goal this year. If you have a goal you want to achieve this year, my Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package is perfect for that. It's 6 sessions. Then you get digital support from me, text message, email, over the course of the 3 months. And then after you're done with your package, you get 2 additional sessions where you can check in and stay grounded in your goals, stay grounded in the principles that I'll teach you to achieve your goal, and have just a wonderful year, right? The goal is to make this whole experience of living fantastic. And it's subtle shifts. It's not big, huge shifts. But you need some focus around it and accountability. And my package work, my packages that I offer are a really great resource for that. You still have to do the work, though, right? It's you still have to do the work. Okay. Now, in addition to hitting your goal, you want to look at the challenges you are going to face. Challenges and obstacles are inevitable. So all you have to do is just make a list, right? Make a list and then go back to your yes or no oracle and flip, 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 flip and say, is this really a challenge I need to prepare for? And then all you do is you prepare for the challenge, right? This is goal achievement, friends. It's not as complicated as we make it out to be, and every goal that is true for us, true meaning within you, is possible. It's just looking at, okay, what obstacles am I going to face? Make that list. And then once you get clear, use your yes or no oracle to make sure, right? And then from there, you look at what are the ways in which I'm going to play with overcoming these obstacles if and when they come up, right? And then monitor your progress. Just know that, hey, I'm moving. I can see the movement. This is where it's moving, right? That is in a nutshell, how to hit the goal. Now, here's some additional notes around this. Decide and affirm that achieving your goals is as easy as breathing. Achieving this goal is as easy as breathing. Achieving this goal is as easy as breathing. And then one more time for the cheap seats, keep it simple. Whatever you decide to do, keep it really, really simple. And if it's complicated, if it's requiring a lot of energy, if it has a lot of moving parts, probably not the right goal and probably not the right to solving the goal, right? My thought is that true goals are so close to you. And as a matter of fact, that's an affirmation I have here for you. They're so close to you that the process, while it will require you to do something always, and you will have to take action, it's not going to feel so foreign that you become a different person, but you do become a different person because you make these very clear, distinctive, subtle shifts. And affirm, you have all the things necessary to reach your goal. And ask your intuition, what do I need to achieve this goal today? What do I need to do to achieve this goal today? And keep going, and keep going, and keep going, and keep going, and then it works. Here's the thing, friends, if you don't give up, and you keep going, and you keep taking action for it, towards it, it has no choice but to show up. So that's the beautiful thing. For my type A's, this is the way we use our type A energy, is we just are resilient as fuck, right? It's not burnout. It's not overworking. It's not being a jerk to ourselves. It's not building a lot of pressure from within, or oh, I got to do this, or thinking other people expect me to do this. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just keep showing up. Like, hey, I want to do this thing, and I'm going to keep showing up and working in that direction. And so it's rooting into that goal and staying firm in that goal and knowing that goal is possible for you. So keep going, keep going. Do the work. Be as resilient as fuck, friends. Like, if there is one thing that I've learned over the last 3 years post my divorce, is that I am one resilient baby. I told a man this recently. I was talking, I'm always low-key dating lately. We were talking about books, and he had written a book, and he said to me, he's like, yeah, I sold like 25, and then I just quit. I felt like I needed to get a real job. Mind you, as I'm talking to him, he's still struggling professionally, and that's why he was a no for me. But in that process, he's like, well, how many books did you sell? And I'm not going to reveal that to someone I've just met because I don't need to. But I told him, I said, I'm just incapable of giving up. And so you'll know it's the right goal when you are incapable of giving up. Doesn't mean you're not going to hit challenges. We've already addressed that, right? Challenges are part of the game. You're going to make a list of what you think those challenges are. You're going to use your yes or no oracle to flip on those, right? You can make your own yes or no oracle. Find something, some way, use your intuition, and ask yourself, what challenges do I have a higher probability to face for my highest and greatest good? And as you flip on your oracle, always ask, whatever you ask, for my highest and greatest good. And I'm going to add this. This is a crucial piece because of the state of the planet right now, to add for my highest and greatest good and the highest and greatest good of the planet. Things have to restructure for you to be a new human. And so you just want to know, make sure that you're in alignment with the planet. And just throwing that in there, Spirit will take care of the rest for you. So flip on your oracle and say, is this for my highest and greatest good and the highest and greatest good of the planet? Your goal, when it's of your heart, then it's for the highest and greatest good of the planet. But if you're going into a space of, oh my God, what if my goal disrupts the harmony of the planet, or I can't have all this, we already know what that sounds like, lack, limitation, and that is not of God. So don't put don't use this statement for the highest and greatest good of the planet against yourself. And if you find yourself using it against yourself, check it and say, no, I create my reality. I follow the desires of my heart. My desires of my heart are good. Cool. Affirm, my goal is within reach. Affirm, my goal is close to me. Affirm, my goal is in reach. Affirm, my goal is close to me. I'm willing to be confident in myself. Affirm, I'm willing to be confident in myself. I'm willing to be confident in my goal. And then pick a plan, friends, and just trust your intuition to guide you through that plan. So let's go back to weight loss because that's really easy. So the plan around weight loss might be you do some online weight loss program. Follow it, and then let your intuition adjust accordingly. Period. And don't make excuses for just keep showing up, right? Don't make any excuses about it. Just keep showing up. That's what's so beautiful. You can't make a mistake if you keep showing up and keep showing up and you keep doing your best and you keep going at it and you keep going at it and you keep going at it. You're going to figure it out. Something's going to click within you. It's going to be quite miraculous the way it all happens. But keep it simple. If you have to become a completely different person to even get the goal going, then it's probably not the right fit. But will you become a different person as a result of achieving this goal? Absolutely, you will. But it's subtle shifts, not big sweeping, oh my God, who am I? I'm a loser. Because that's really what it's coming from. When you totally have to reinvent the whole way in which you approach life to achieve a goal, it's typically coming from the place of, I'm not good enough, I'm a loser, I'm unworthy, if I don't accomplish this goal, nothing good will come my way, and that's just a bunch of garbage and you need to let it go. It does not serve you well in any way, shape, or form. But if you approach the goal from, yeah, this is me, and I deserve to have this, and I'm worthy of it, and I know this is possible, and I may not know the exact path for getting there, but I'm going to put a plan in place, and I'm going to trust the plan, and I'm going to trust my intuition to guide me through that plan, and if things need to be adjusted, I'll adjust accordingly, and I love myself, and I care about myself, so I'm just going to keep showing up, and keep showing up, and keep showing up, because I'm worthy and deserving of achieving this goal. My goal is of God. My goal is good for the planet. My goal is good for me. If you're running with that mentality, then you'll be just fine. Some releasing work around a goal achievement for your journal. As you were setting the goal, so you set the goal, and then you look at, why do I think I can't reach it? Why do I think I can't reach it? This might tip over into building your challenge list, but generally it's a separate process. It's called this a releasing ritual, where you look at all the reasons. And so the way I would do it is I pull out my notebook, and if I need to be ceremonious about it, I'll light some candles, and you know, I like to sit on the floor sometimes and do this, but sometimes it's not ceremonious. I just open the journal to a blank page, and I might set a timer and write, why do I think I can't reach this goal? And just write as fast as you can. Everything that pops in your mind, don't overthink it. Just write it down. The kookier, the better, because you want to get all that kooky stuff out that doesn't make any sense, right? And so you write it down. If you feel compelled to read it over, read it over. You'll know. Sometimes you will need to read it over because you're going to recognize, like, hey, this is some deep-rooted beliefs, and I need to flip this around and create an affirmation that supports my goal. Then you need to do that work. Trust your intuition on that process. Or if it's feeling like, hey, I got all that out, I feel this great sense of relief, all that stuff was a bunch of junk. Because sometimes while you're writing, like, depending on it, you'll be able to, you're like, oh, that's a lie. That's so ridiculous. I know that's not true for me. And that creates a shift too. And so then in that moment, you finish your list, you say and declare and pray, I release this for my highest and greatest good and the highest and greatest good of the planet. I am now free. And then you can burn it, or you can submerge it in water, which is what I do. because it's my safe way to burn. It's safer than burning for my lifestyle right now. And so I submerge it in water. I might repeat the prayer again, and then I throw it away. And if you need to come back to this and do it again, do it again. And you'll know, are you feeling light? If you're not feeling light, there's probably something you need to clean up around it. And that means just releasing it. And then if need be, as you're going through that process, again, know that you might feel compelled to write affirmative statements that are the opposite of that. I talk about this in my book, A Journey to Self-Love, how to do this process. I refer to it in that book as the inner critic. The inner critic's going to tell you something, and then you release and delete that statement from your consciousness, and then from there you create a new statement that supports whatever it is that you desire. And this is a lifetime thing, friends. You're going to be doing this with every goal you set forever. So don't ever think that you're not going to be releasing something. And the sooner you learn a process for releasing that works really effectively for you, I change it up all the time, the way I release. And it's something that I will teach you how to do in session. So I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you for listening to this podcast a little longer. Happy 2021. And I wish you so much love and joy. Thank you for listening. And consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Look at the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. Look at the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. You can always book a session with me, go in the right direction, and give you some wisdom and some guidance to support you as you move towards achieving your goals in this new year. Take care of yourselves.